So your bracelets are scanned.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's winter out there, folks. Now is the type of weather that we just immerse ourselves in the seed catalogs and look at the new flowers, the new vegetables, and begin to plan out the season. But if you've had problems this past year, today may be the day for you to call, and we'll try and work together to either eliminate the problem or at least to make it less of a problem. If you know what to do before the problem comes, you can at least cope with it and preventing from getting it as bad as you have in the past. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up first that needs a little bit of help with their garden?
First up this hour, we have Jenny on the line, who's calling about Amanda Villa.
Jenny, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
And Happy New Year to you.
And thank you for taking my call. I've got a Amanda Villa plant that I've brought into the house, and I'm wondering what to do with it. It's shooting these vines all over the place, and I'm wondering if I should cut it back, take it out of the light for a while, put it in the cellar, what I should do with it to get it ready for next season.
Yeah, the main thing is giving it as much sunlight as possible. Now, sometimes what happens is the new shoots will develop on the back of the plant. So the front of the plant that's in the window all day gets plenty of light, and it does really well. The backside is not getting any direct sun, and it makes new growth, and it's stretching to try and get that sun. So if once or even twice a week you could just spin the plant so that the side that's facing the window
I do turn it around.
Now, as far as feeding it, because it's not getting as much sunlight, the sunlight is not as strong, you want to cut back on the fertilizer. And you want to feed it once a month only. Okay? Not every couple of weeks, but do it once a month, and that will help. If you've got some branches that are, if there's some branches that are getting really long, cut them back by a third to 50% to try and keep the plant more compact, because the bigger it gets, the more difficult it's going to be to catch all of that sunlight. And the other thing that's going to happen, by you pruning and stopping the branch from getting longer and longer, the branch is going to get thicker. And that way, when spring gets here and you get ready to put it outside, because the branch is thicker and stronger, it will make side shoots, and that will give you more flowers. So don't be scared to prune. Cut back on the fertilizer. Spin it. And try and run it a little bit drier than you normally would.
Okay.
And I think you're going to be in real good shape. That's what I do when I bring mine in.
So it should stay in the light. It should, you shouldn't put it away like in the cellar or like that. Should keep it in the light.
I've had better results keeping it in the light than putting it in the basement. If I put them in the basement, I will lose one out of two.
Okay.
They just don't keep as good as they do. Like geraniums, for example. I can put my geraniums on the windowsill. They do very well. I keep cutting them back to keep them compact. If I put them in the basement, the basements of today are so tight, airtight, there's no breathing in it. The basement itself doesn't get as cold, and mine don't seem to survive as well. Growing up, the basement that my folks had was made of rock, and it was just like a cement wall all glued together with concrete. And my mother used to just hang them from the rafters, bare root. And then in the spring, she'd prune them back, repot them, and they came right back to life. And mine, I get like a 50-50. So I figure if I get 50-50, you know, I'm still ahead of the game. So, but if I keep them in the window, they're absolutely beautiful when spring gets here. So it depends on how much room you have and how many plants you have to get in that limited amount of sunlight. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Danny on the line, who's got a couple questions about some products.
Okay, Danny, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and Happy New Year to you.
You also, Paul, I don't know if you got my photos that I sent you on all my indoor tropical plants, but...
Yes, I did.
Okay. Hopefully they weren't too much of a burden for you, but... as far as downloading them and so forth, but wanted to give you an idea of what I do inside. But I wanted to ask you about the Osmoco for orchids, and didn't know if the middle number mattered in so far as fertilizing my orchids. They're not flowering, but they got plenty of foliage, strap leaves, as it were. So
yeah,
I wasn't sure if the middle number mattered.
Well, when I go visit my son, which is coming up next month, and I go visit all the greenhouses, they use the standard Osmocote. I think it's a 20-20-20 or something, or 15-15-15. But they use the balanced one.
Okay.
And
okay.
What they have told me is growing orchids in New England is different than growing orchids in Florida. And they told me that in New England, you should put your orchids in a south-facing window with a lot of sun when you bring them inside in the fall. So when the kids go to school, I take my orchids from outdoors, I bring them in, and I put them in a south-facing window. And they normally will rebloom for me around Christmas time.
I have mine in the south-facing, right under a south-facing skylight when the sun comes in the morning. And pretty much it's bright all day, but again, I just can't seem to get the things to flower, and I was going to go buy some Osmocote, but I wasn't sure, you know, what the number ratio should have been for the Osmocote. I've been feeding him that Peters 20-20-20, but again, no flowers, but didn't know if the middle number mattered.
Sure.
Yeah, but
If you can use the middle number, the higher it is, the more activity that you will have as far as flowering. So if you can find the Osmocote that's for flowering plants, you're going to have better luck. And I mean, Peter's 20-20-20 is a good food, but if you can find the Blossom Booster, there's more phosphorus, and that's going to encourage the plant to give you more blossoms.
How about adding some triple phosphate?
You could add some triple phosphate. Now, the other thing that you could do that works really well, and I'm going to be using this on my indoor plants now that Christmas is over and I can breathe again, but I'm going to use some of the Biotone made by Espoma. Espoma makes Holytone and Plantone.
Yep, I used it last year. It's great stuff. That's next on my list for my tropical plants. As you can see, I have plenty of tropical plants, and I use it just to kind of revitalize the potting soil that's been in there for a long time. So,
Well, for the Espoma company to change their formulation of fertilizer for the first time ever, and what they did is they kept the numbers the same, but they added mycorrhiza.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
And they told me, I talked to them at trade shows, and they said, we have never seen anything change the way the fertilizer works like mycorrhiza. And they said, for us to change our formulation and add mycorrhiza, it has to make major changes to the product. And you can buy the Biotone that contains a lot of mycorrhiza. But remember, when spring comes and you use Holytone and Plantone, they've added that to that mixture. So for them to do that, they found that the product really did help the plants. So instead of using phosphorus, like superphosphate or triple phosphate, and run the chance that you put it in and you could burn the roots, use the Biotone. The mycorrhiza is organic, and it will not burn the roots, and that will probably help the orchids to do much, much better. And when I get down to see my son in Florida, I'm going to change a lot of things in his container garden and his regular garden. Normally we try and go in January, but it's been so cold in Florida. I talked to Matthew two nights ago, and he said, Dad, people coming to Florida better bring a jacket, because Jacksonville was 28 degrees and Miami is supposed to be in the 40s and 50s for the whole of next week. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon. It'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure, but I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight. Detoxify. And get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Paul on the line, who's calling about fertilizer for his grass.
Okay, Paul, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Paul. Good morning, and thank you for taking my call. I had called you late last summer, and mentioned that I had put in about 45 pieces of sod and asked what might be the best fertilizer. And at that time, you had said use starter fertilizer in the mid-fall, and that should work very well. And it really, really did, Paul, and I thank you very much for that. Even at Thanksgiving, it was flourishing and as green as you could get, and I'm in New Hampshire. But my question is, in the spring or summer, and summer, I should say, should I stick with the starter fertilizer on the sod or do something else?
Well, usually you use the starter fertilizer to reestablish a new root system.
Oh, okay.
What you could do is, in the spring, because it's sod, there's no weeds. So that you do not need to use, where the sod is, a crabgrass preventer or a broadleaf weed killer, I would start the spring with the starter fertilizer and then regular fertilizer with your second and third application. The grass will be well established. And just your traditional fertilizer will work real, real well for you. But if you can start the spring with that, that will activate the root system, get it going, and then you should be in real good shape. Growing a sodded and you should be okay doing it that way. But in the rest of the lawn that surrounds the sod area, if you've had crabgrass in the past, it may be a good idea for you to down a crabgrass preventer so that you don't have seed blow into the sod, the crabgrass developing in the nice thick grass, and then it will end up ruining it. So as long as it stays and it's healthy, you'll never have a problem with crabgrass, because crabgrass will grow where the grass is thin, where you have exposed soil. Sod is solid. There's no sunlight penetrating the ground. There's no holes, and you should not have any weeds in there. So as long as you take care of it, you'll keep it. Now, the one thing that you have to remember, sod has been pampered. For most of us, we fertilize the sod twice a year, maybe even three times a year. And for the first year that your sod is there, what I would suggest that you do is feed it four times, but cut back the rate. So if it says to set your spreader at, let's say, 10, lower the rate from 10 to, let's say, 6, and do it four times a year or five times a year. And then next year, cut it back to 4, and the year after that, cut it back to 3. Do it gradually. If you try and go from how the nursery grows it, they're basically feeding it every couple of weeks to get it to grow real quick and real, real thick. And if you go to spring and fall, you're going to end up with the sod getting thinner. So do it gradually, and you'll have much, much better results. The other thing, too, is lime. Add some lime, either the spring or the fall, or you can take the products made by Jonathan Green, and which is a lime substitute, and one 50-pound bag will treat almost 5,000 square feet of lawn. So rather than 550-pound bags of the old-fashioned lime, you can buy a new lime substitute that 150-pound will treat 5,000. Less weight, and it works in a 2-week period, while regular lime will take as much as 6 months to work. 800-259-9231.
Seeing ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Ant Eater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2.
Have you ever traveled with the Fall Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
At Strider Rides, we believe that somewhere between vintage and the future resides bliss, and it can be experienced on one of our premium motorized bicycles. Our motorized bicycles are comfortable cruising on that remote back road over the weekend, or jetting across town on the way to work. And if you enjoy the rugged outdoor life, you'll love our all-terrain bikes with dirt-ripping tires and the power to get you across any field and deep into the woods. Every motorized bike we build has been designed from the ground up, customized just like you want. We have classic hot rod bikes, cruisers, choppers, and old-fashioned board trackers to start your new life aboard. What are you waiting for? Every day you wait is a day lost. StriderRides.com.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals, and kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068. And feel the minty freshness.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Paul Parent Gun Club. It's winter, and we're getting a lot of snow, a lot of wind, and the snow is really, really good for you because it's insulating your new roses that you planted this year. It's insulating the ground covers, whether you put in Pachysandra or English ivy, new junipers, Cotoneaster. It's like a blanket that's covering all of your plants. It's insulating them from the cold. it's preventing them from getting any wind burn, because when it's cold, the air is dry, and the wind is blowing across your yard. It's looking to pick up moisture, so it steals the moisture from the snow rather than from the foliage, and that's why some years when the spring arrives, the rhododendrons have a lot of brown on the edges of the leaf. You have holly plants that look good, and all of a sudden, it's like magic. All the leaves fall off your plant. And that's caused by the winter winds and lack of snow cover. So, you know, some of you don't like the snow, but if you're a gardener, it really is a godsend. It's something that's sent to protect your plants from winter damage, and it does make a big, big difference in the quality of your garden between now and springtime. So get outside, do the shoveling, and, you know, say to yourself, this is a good thing. It's going to make my garden a heck of a lot better. Now, we've been talking this morning about all kinds of different things, and only one area that you may want to think about is if you have houseplants, the winter time is a good time to repot them if they need it. Don't just say, I'm going to repot them whether they need it or not. And, you know, how do you tell? The best way for you to tell if your plants need to be repotted is by the root system. And what you want to do is to try and pull the root ball out of the container and examine the root ball. If you're seeing more soil than you actually see roots, you're fine. Put it back in the pot, leave it alone, and it can go for another year. If you pull it out of the pot and you're noticing that there are more roots than visible soil, and you've had it in that container, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, then it may be time for you to repot it. Now, if they're in a really big pot, say it's a Schefflera or a palm tree, and you've had it in that pot for a long time, it's healthy, there's no browning of leaves. If it doesn't show signs that it needs to be repotted, don't repot it. You know, if it isn't broken, don't try and fix it. But if you're having problems, you're watering it more often than you would like to, you're getting some browning foliage, you know, and it just isn't doing what you want it to, then examine the root. But this is a good time, and you can use general purpose potting soil, or you can use the artificial mixes. Now, if you're doing, you have a lot of houseplants, you're doing a lot of watering, you can buy the potting soils that have the polymers in it. Scotts, for example, they have that Miracle Grow potting soil. And that Miracle Grow potting soil has the polymers. It also has coconut fibers. And coconut fibers mixed in with potting soil will stay moist a lot longer than the old-fashioned potting soils, which are primarily ground-up bark mulches, a little bit of vermiculite, a little bit of perlite, sometimes even put styrofoam. You see little round balls. That's styrofoam. And that's more of a filler or to help with the overall drainage. And that's not something that you want to select for your potting soil. It's an inexpensive mix. They use a styrofoam pellet as a filler, and it really does nothing for you. So, you know, buy a name soil, something that your nursery has used and they recommend. Again, the Miracle-Gro potting soil is really good. Premier has a good growing medium called ProMix. If you're looking for a real soil, then one of the soils that I really like is made by Bafard or Farford. They make an exceptionally good potting soil, but there's some good ones out there, and your nursery will help you to select the best soil for your particular type of gardening. Now, this time of the year, I know some of you are anxious, and you want to get growing with some things. But your nurseries are now getting in their seeds, and you're getting in the seed catalog. And if you want to start some seeds, the one plant that you can start right now are pansies. Pansies need to be started during mid to late January because they go out real early in the season. You're not waiting until May to plant pansies. You're planting pansies during April. So you need to get them started in the next couple of weeks. So Johnny Jump Up, Violas, the different types of pansies, you know, go to your local nursery, and if they've received and they've opened up their seed display racks, there will be pansies in there. Or go to my website, paulherrant.com, click on the seed catalog, and you can go directly to the catalog because we've built links. It will go from my website to over 50 different seed catalogs. And then you can order right online. You'll get them within 4 or 5 days, and then you can get them planted. But pansies like to be started early in the year. And the other thing that's nice about pansies and some of these really early plants, they do not need to be grown in a south-facing window. You start them someplace where it's warm to get them to germinate. And they don't have to be in the window because there's no leaves yet. It's just a seed. Put it someplace where it's going to stay warm. Put them on top of your refrigerator. You get any heat coming off the refrigerator. And if you look at your local garden center, there's a company called Jiffy, J-I-F-F-Y. And Jiffy makes little peat pots. They also make what's called a Jiffy 7. And when you look at it, it looks like a flat disc. And you put it in water, and it will swell to be about 3 inches tall and 1.5 inches wide. And it's like in a little nylon mesh bag. You can plant the seeds directly in there, so it's a pot and soil combined. But they sell miniature greenhouses, and it's a solid plastic tray with these little Jiffy 7s or peat pots, and it has a clear dome that fits on top. And that will hold the humidity in there, will hold the heat in there, so that your seedlings will germinate faster and grow quicker. So to get them started, they do not need any direct light. They just need warmth. And what I've done that works really, really well to give you a head start, if you've got a heating pad, put the heating pad on low. Cover the heating pad with like a bath towel, something that's got some body to it, and then put it in a plastic bag. That way, if there's any leakage, you won't stain the bath towel, and they'll look real good. And then set it right on top of the plastic bag and the heating pad, and that way you'll have the bottom heat. And the bottom heat will warm up the soil, will warm up the seeds, and that will help them to germinate a lot faster. So you give that a try. Your seeds will germinate better. You'll have more seeds. It'll be a lot faster. Bottom heat, all of your greenhouses, all of your garden centers that start seedling, they use heating cables underneath their germinating chambers to ensure that they get a higher rate of germination. And you can do the same thing with just one single box by using your heating pad. Now, what I want you to do is after 1 hour, put your hand on top of the plastic bag to feel the heat. And if you feel that the heat is not warm enough, then what you can do is to cut back on the layers of your bath towel. But some heating pads, their low is really, really low. Some heating pads, maybe because they're newer, could be a little bit warmer. And what you don't want to do is to get the soil too hot, and that would actually cut back on the amount of seed. So put your hand on it, let it sit there for a few minutes, and see how warm it is. And as long as it's warm but not hot, you're in great shape. And you'll notice that as the soil warms up, your plastic dome will almost like have a fog on it. And that bit of a fog is telling you that you're getting heat, you're getting moisture, your seeds are going to germinate quicker. Now, as soon as you see maybe 10 to 15 seedlings popping up through the soil, then you can take off the clear dome, because if you keep it too wet, once they germinate, then you're going to have an excess amount of moisture, and you could actually have a little bit of rotting happening because of the excess moisture. So when you see 10 or more, take off the clear dome. The clear dome has done its job, and now you leave the little seedlings exposed to the air, and they'll do very, very well. Now, the first leaves that come out are not true leaves. Those first two leaves that come out are like a picnic basket full of food. The plant is unable to manufacture its own energy because of it being really young. So these first set of leaves are all the food that the plant needs to stay nice and healthy and strong. The second set that appears, those are real leaves. They'll take the energy from the sun, and they'll make the plant grow. You're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-3292-31. 800-259-2931. Boy, can't even talk.
Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent God Club. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Gene on the line, who's calling about a crown of thorns.
Okay, Gene, good morning. Welcome to the God Club.
Good morning, Paul. So good to hear you.
Thank you.
Listen, I have a crown of thorns here, and we tried, we had a cat, and they're poisonous to cats, so we had to get it off the counter. And I hung it on the window. Our house only has a south, an east and a west window. So I hung it in the east window over the kitchen sink. And anyway, the main branch on it, the center branch, grew about 6 or 7 inches taller than everything else around it. It's a very healthy plant. Anyway, unfortunately, the cat is gone. The plant came down, and that's when I noticed what was going on. I don't know what to do with it. I mean, it's completely out of balance looking, and the center branch is very spindly looking, and I don't want to lop it off. What do you think we can do with this plant?
Well, what I would do, you're right, you don't want to lop it off, but what I would suggest you do is maybe if you cut back that shoot by maybe 10 or 15% to stop it from getting taller,
okay.
and by removing the terminal bud, it will tell the plant your leader is now gone, and it will wake up the side shoot, and the side shoot should begin to grow on it off of that leader.
Okay.
So I would try that. You know, cut it off, even if you only take off 1 inch. Then the side buds will wake up, and you'll get a much thicker plant in the long run.
Excellent. And is there anything that you suggest for that plant, for fertilizer exclusively just for that plant?
I use Osmocote. I love Crown of Thorns because they flower all year.
Well, that's have, one. Yeah, go ahead.
I have a pink one and I have a yellow. And I put Osmocote January and June, and they bloom nonstop all year. I have them in a south-facing window.
Mm-hmm.
I bought them last year in Florida when I went to visit my son in a 4-inch pot. And they're now in almost an 8-inch container. And
wow.
they stand a foot tall and a foot wide.
Mm-hmm.
They stay in a south-facing window from September until May. And then in May, I put them outside.
Yeah,
and I put them on my deck in full hot sun, and they do beautiful. But I've never had anything that will flower year round without, you know, doing all kinds of special things to it.
Okay, now when you say the Osmocote, is there just one formula, or is there several different formulas? I'm not familiar with it.
You've got maybe two or three formulas. I buy what they call the standard formula, and
okay.
I think it's a 15-15-15 fertilizer, but when you looked at all three numbers, are the same thing.
Okay, okay. Well, I say thank you so much for your help. I really, really enjoy your show.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you calling, and you have a great new year.
Same to
Jared,
you.
Jared, can we get one more in, Jared?
Yeah, I think we can sneak one more in. We have Rebecca on the line next, who's got a question about washing plants.
Okay, Rebecca, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning and Happy New Year. I have two quick questions. Number one is 2 weeks ago I watered a spider plant that I brought from late fall from the outside, and lots of flies came out from the ground. I want to know what to do about it. And my second question is, you were talking last week about washing leaves of household plants. I wanted my friends washing it with milk, another friend washing their leaves with diluted mayonnaise. So I want to know what is your opinion. So I have these two questions. Thank you.
Well, what I use to wash mine is I use Dawn. I just will squirt a little bit of Dawn into the sink, and then I'll add some water to it like I'm washing dishes. I'll put a rag in it and get it really wet. Squeeze out the excess water, and then I'll wash my plants with that. I know people use milk. Why? I have no use. I have no idea why. But I just use a mild soap solution that you wash your dishes with, and I've had real good results with that, especially if you have insects. It will take away that stickiness from it, and the Dawn works really, really good for that. And as far as the flies that come out, you need Farm Solution and a product called Indoor Farm. Have a great week, everybody, and a good new year, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Bye-bye.